Today's Still Mace Warrior partner is Jabo Superfoods. We want to take the time to thank them for the offer that we provided during this episode and for teaming up with the podcast to provide a better listening experience for you. You can find out more about Jabo Superfoods at www.jabosuperfoods.com or by visiting stillmacewarrior.com. All right, guys, welcome to another episode of Still Mace Warrior. And today I'm like super excited just because I finally have like two individuals in one podcast. I haven't had the opportunity to do that. And I'm glad that Frank reached out. And he actually reached out because we're talking about women in the Mace community. So that's awesome. But before we get started, I want to mention this month's podcast partner, which is Jabo Superfoods. They have awesome CBD products. They have chapstick. They got the MCT oils. They have balms. They have everything you can think of. If you're a Mace athlete, it does wonders. Okay. Other than that, I also want to give a shout out to 8X Clubs and Maces because I got mine today. I got myself a real one.
All right.
Which is perfect opportunity to talk about it because obviously I have Mace Fit, right? All right. So let's get into this. All right. So I want to talk women in Mace. Obviously, I actually posted some questions on Instagram, and my question was, do you have preference on gender when searching for a Mace coach? And 90% of them said no, and I had 57 votes in total, so I did get quite a lot of feedback over that, so which kind of leaves room for women to not just get into it from an enthusiast side but also coaching in the future, right? So for both of you, my question is, what does the present and the future look like for women in Mace, in the Mace fitness industry?
Is it okay if I go ladies first?
Ladies first.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was going to say ladies first.
Old school. I'm definitely old. And so there. But perfect example. And I will give a shout out to Dina Ziskin Fortune, who was bold enough. I mean, she's just barely, it was her first year in kettlebell sport being coached by me. And I said, you have to come to North Carolina and get down there and do this Mace. I said, you know, the certification from a standpoint for you, it's going to have great opportunity. She's way up northern New York, and she's been going place to place doing the kettlebell, and people are looking at her strangely. So now she's going place to place and moving around her club. She's dying for an arc, which is almost, she's probably going to order it this week. But the beautiful thing about it was, again, from the experience she gained on a personal level to complement and improve and enhance the problems that she was having up there in her shoulder and range of motion, she couldn't help but become better versed in it and get the proper education so that she'd be able to do it. So she's been going around and, you know, ready to apply this Mace Fit. She's like, what do I do? What do I do? I said, and she would have me on a Zoom call too, and I would introduce or help her. But then I said, listen, go and just express your enjoyment of it with what you know, what you've done, and you're sharing and relating your experience of what something's done for you. So right. She's a perfect and classic example of what we do in all reaches of our experience here on this planet is we do something, we like it, and then we really want to involve somebody else or show somebody else the benefits to it. And when everybody goes through that experience as firsthand evidence of what it's done for them. So she's really excited. She's starting pretty soon a Mace Fit class up there in upstate New York. And, you know, the thing is, she feels very confident about the information being put in her hands, the training that she received when she came down to North Carolina. She's not hesitant about, am I authority in this or not? We are supportive of all of our coaches and instructors, and she knows the one side of it as being an initial student very briefly and quickly. And that was the thing that I wanted to, I'll give that heads up to people. I presented her with this test program that we were doing, and we have put together for online training that is particular targeted for women. And then she took that and, again, laid the base and the foundation for having the knowledge going into Mace Fit when we took the in-person live certification down there.
Right on. So can you talk a little bit more about that women, that women-centric stuff?
Well, it's my feeling, and look, we can move our hips better because we're built for that thing. And some of this has to do with mobility or flexibility, or I hate to stereotype it, but rhythm, dancing. You're not going to come across a ton of men that, you know, have, they're like ready to run up and jump up and go and dance.
Right, right, right.
But, you know, we take into consideration. When you take into consideration the complement like of Zumba in and of itself, you've got to be able to flow with it, go with it, move with it, give into it to a certain degree, and not have the real argument with the mace. And that's similar with the kettlebell. So I think that women have this mentality of the embracing, that they're also going to put people through the stepping stones that it takes to get from, you know, one point to another, and use the care and the caution to make sure that they're doing it properly. So there's just a little bit of that in the way and the manner of the way the mind manifests into a physical sense.
Right.
You know, just I'm not trying to rule out. Guys are great.
No,
and
yeah.
They train really well. It's the mom thing.
Right. We're nurturers.
You know, I wanted to throw in something here. In our first certification last year, we had 7 people certified, 5 were women.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay. And in fact, one girl, Christine Rossi, when she gets so fired up about it, she jumped in her car in Rhode Island and drove to Florida to take it. She grew, like straight through. Okay. She's a true action taker. But there's,
right on.
You know, that kind of lays a groundwork for where this whole thing is going. You know, when you got 5 show up versus 2, that's kind of the odd and kind of stack a lot in toward women doing this as instructors. And I think that's a great thing. I've watched, my wife is one of the ones that got certified, and she didn't get a free certification because she's my wife. She had to do everything and pass it. Yes, she did. But she's a Jersey girl. She's tough. She did it. So, but the thing of it is, she sees it from both sides. Okay, from being a career woman and also to be a coach. So she is. When she comes in here, she's in the medical field, and she'll come in with some of her coworkers that are also in the medical field, and it's really beneficial to them. Overall, I wrote some notes I'll read to you in a little bit when the conversation permits, but one thing I want to say is that when a person chooses to step away from the heavy barbells and stuff, and my wife always lifted heavy barbells and she did fine, but keep in mind she has spinal surgery of like a 16-inch rod in her back, no ACL on one knee, plus she's had cancer surgery, and she loves Mace Fit. It does her a world of good, and it's helping her with her bone density and a number of other things. So, you know, women most definitely need to latch on to this thing, whether from the coaching end or from the athlete end. So that's a let me be quiet for a minute, let you gals re-engage here, and let's see where else we go next.
No, thanks for sharing that. I mean, that's really awesome to hear what Mace and clubs can do just from a clinical perspective or a medical perspective. That's really freaking awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I guess one of the things that I'd like to mention, moving on to Mace Fit, what is Mace Fit for those who don't know what Mace Fit is? And who's involved? Like, who's your team, the leadership team?
Okay, leadership.
Which is obviously you guys, but I'm going to let you guys tell it.
Go ahead, Val.
Well, you know, here, let's go back. Let's go way back. Everybody is a beginner, and everybody started with this. So we started initially, and again, I love the virtual thing because It wasn't somebody right here in the backyard. It was all around. We put together a test group initially online. I think it was 6 or 8 week training. And then for the people who wanted to continue on and get better and have a live weekly, we did that. And Frank grabbed this, like, and again, I hate to say it, but Frank was a mess. You know, he got... In the manner, we all are, though, too, even as strong and as much range as I've gained from the way back days of messing myself up. And his motion and movement was really restricted. And you'd watch and we'd be like, oh, my gosh, come on, Frank. And he did. He pulled through because he stuck with it and he practiced it and he went through the progressions on that weekly basis. He was on that live all the time for, was it a year, Frank?
About a year and a half, with Rick Brown.
Right.
Well, you know, so, Deborah was right there. She was one of my classmates.
And Deborah Stothard-Bockley was on that. There were a few people that jumped in and out also that spawned out of this, but it was amazing to see the difference. And then when Frank took off with it, and obviously, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, his experience was so extraordinary. What happened, and you can see, I should really dig out some of those videos and put a contrast side by side of Frank, because it's a miracle, really, what it's done for him. And again, we're not kids. We're in the upper age group. So if it can help us at this stage, and there's hope for everyone, I want to bring up, importantly, again, in this realm of rehab, there's this problem that 80% of women get frozen shoulder. Now, I am absolutely, it's appalling, because the medical community, their answer to it is they don't know. I'm sorry. Not acceptable.
Right.
And I delved into it because I come across a lot of people with it. And then obviously when anybody sees us doing this, they're like, oh my gosh, that hurts my shoulder just looking at it. Right. Don't worry about it. And yeah, there's somebody out there whipping around something really heavy. But yeah, we have a club handle that's 3 pounds for Mace Fit. And we show how to use the 3 pound thing and go with it. So again, Frank started off with something light. He made his way through. He emerged this miraculous specimen, and then he started to do it in his gym. And then all of a sudden I see he's like, oh, the Mace Fit class. I'm like, wait a minute. What? I go, Frank, that's it. That's like that little light bulb that hit with, again, this component of tried and true, what he's doing and showing people how. And he's testing as he's going along with all this grouping of people, and you're seeing what they're doing, also improving. So that's how Mace Fit emerged. And I said, let's go with this and make it, you know, and may I just say, there is no one in the world that you'd like to work with more than Frank, because in the support of it, the accountability of it, the attention to detail and putting all of this together in a proper manner so that you do have this package. I mean, now that it's the online training and you've gone through the course, Victoria, mm-hmm. you can see just the attention to detail and the very, you know, it's in depth and it is credible, because you have to show that you can do it. We're not just right. like mail it in. Here's an envelope. Here's a letter for you right back in the mail. No, you've got to submit your stuff, and we analyze it. And we all, as the team, which is Frank said Mace Fit, and I went Mace Fit. Yes. And Don with the AdX back it, because it's progressive and loadable. And that was the important tool that made it possible.
Right.
And Rick had his contribution in the manner of, you know, being the base and foundation behind a lot of this Mace training. So we've taken that, and, you know, the people that have come on board initially are becoming well versed at it, and we want them to raise in the level of coaching and become part of the team to then take the reins of teaching and instructing others, not only in the personal, but rising up to level 2 and master coaches.
Right on. Wow. That was a great explanation of Mace Fit. That was great. Do you want to add anything in there, Frank?
Yeah, it would be a tough act to follow. That was really, really very
I know.
It was really very thorough. The only thing I would, but I would do give a little of the backstory going where this training, how the training concepts came into being. And, okay, you were talking about Valerie said, we're older. Well, she's younger, older than I am. She still looks great. But anyway, yeah.
Let's not mention age, okay, guys?
Okay, well, anyway, I'll have to mention a time range anyway. The age I am now, I first started training people in martial arts, actually, 50 years ago.
Wow. So, yeah. You're a sensei.
And stayed with martial arts for a good number of years, practicing and teaching. I worked at a bunch of different dojos over the course of time. Of course, the military years of training soldiers and seeing, you know, how we have to stick to the basics and then build on them. And eventually transitioning into strength training back in like 2001 and several major influences on that. A big one was Zach Evanesh, Bud Jeffrey, Jed Johnson, and all these converge in our training here. Yes, I was with CrossFit for a number of years, but we parted ways peacefully. So the convergence of all those different types of training carried over into laying the basework for how we ran the training at the cave. And when MaceFit started to emerge, this all crystallized into one system. So that's kind of the backstory to the whole thing there.
Right on. And now, so Don, how is Don related to it? Because I see him on the website. So obviously he supplies maces, right?
Now, Donnie's the godfather of edX. Donnie came up to, he actually commented on a podcast I was watching by, I think, Chip Conrad and Dave Hall. They were doing an edX club review one time. Oh, yeah. Years back, and I said, and I typed in, I need to get a club. And Donnie typed in, I have club, talk to me. And
right on.
Went after he jumped in his car and he drove across the state of Florida up to the cave, gave us our first workshop out of his own pocket, on his own dime, so to speak. And that's where Donnie and I first met. And he'd come up several times since then, done more workshops, and then we've done certifications together. So Donnie's a rock solid guy. And a true friend, very knowledgeable, and on top of all, being the creator of edX, which is right. Huge. Going to be growing into being a global company.
Right. Yeah, and that brings the distinction of MaceFit incorporates your club and your mace. So although it says MaceFit, it's not just the mace alone. It's the club and the complement and the interchangeability of those. And again, you have your club, which is one size. You have the long mace, which was intended and first started in the manner of, again, a gada or the length for a competition. And then he came in with a mid-size. That's a nice bridge from the club onward to the mace for beginners, because you can't start right away wielding this real long length, the competition handle. So for people that need to use the caution and can start, like I said, with the 3 pounds of the handle on the club, you know, anybody, grandmas, you know, yeah, young grandmas out there, but the term, you know, look, you know, somebody very, very older can use this thing. I don't want to rule that out. And MaceFit is for them too, because that's what I loved about kettlebell training and then this MaceFit training or the maces in the club. You get to stand a seasoned expert, say, or someone who's been in the workout field or been working out a long time, and you have a newcomer, it's a level playing field when both of them are starting, because you can pick up lots of huge weights in dumbbells and barbells. It's not the same when you're going to get that lever and put a whole amount of weight on the end of that and then start lifting it behind you, right, in a manner of lifting it behind you. And actually, you're not lifting it, it's motion. So this centrifugal motion, there's no other stimulus that can compare to this. I mean, there's the Bulgarian bag, the kettlebell, but you're not getting that deep. Again, with that, right. It's 40 inch, right, Frank? I think it's 40 inches on that long mace to go and just use it for flexibility as a great tool. And then you have these stepping stones and you have this vast expanse of, you know, progressions that are unlimited.
Right, right. I love that you went into the different sizes or lengths of them. I don't think I've ever had anyone actually discuss that, just because I think it's 8X, right? They're the only ones who could actually supply that progression, like how you said, even in that
yes.
aspect.
So we can say that it is the only interchangeable and adjustable club mace system in the world. There's not a club mace. And so that's the distinction in the manner of mace fit as well. We are utilizing that to the benefit. So, you know, Don had originally contributed the course manual and the training behind the club. And, you know, we have the combination from learning from Rick. We have Jim Romig now, who's also contributing mm-hmm. on the vintage strength training side of it. And these things go hand in hand. And these things have these applications for people so that they can become adept at it and safely learn these concepts, safely learn how to teach another or elicit that motion that the body has to make because it's unique. So that's another thing I would say if you wanted to talk about women and mace fit. I have like the most far off and wild analogies that I'll, you know, throw into a training session with someone until it clicks, because that's the kind of person I am. I can read instructions all day long, but give me that relationship between what it's like to do something otherwise, and people can grasp, you know, the concept better, because so again, we don't always have to be degreed. We don't have to have this huge background in science or anything, or even know the schematic plan of the club and the mace. You know?
Right.
We know what it feels like and how we came to get that feeling. And for some people, it takes longer. Some people that think they are not coordinated or can't do this, just don't even say that. Mm-mm. Because I've seen people that cannot move, and Frank was one of them. No, but Frank, you know, Frank had restrictions.
Oh, you picking on Frank.
I only do it out of love and amazement too, truly, because he's an exceptional example, and we do have many. And again, my goal is to bring this into the community of women. So if we want to talk women, we want to talk about this frozen shoulder issue. I don't accept it. And if it was such a high number, men do get it, but it's not as frequent. And it is a debilitating thing. Some people have to deal with it for 4 years. We need space, flexibility, but yet integrity and strength. And again, this centrifugal type of motion that's consistent all the way around and in this manner. You can't get from lifting right. weights. So that's my crusade. Let's make it a crusade. Get out there and let's get the word to the frozen shoulder folks. This is the tool. This is the item that will no doubt help you. And importantly, the instruction. So that's a goal that I'm going to get onto with and get a plan for the frozen shoulder people. But in the meantime, what I wanted to spring on everybody was Mom's Gone Clubbing. Now, that was what I didn't know. I didn't know if I had mentioned that.
No, you did not. That sounds so cool.
Okay.
I would have remembered that.
So we want to shout out to the moms. And you don't even have to be a mom, but you can still go clubbing with moms. Mom's Gone Clubbing is something Don and I came up with for, you know, again, a fun thing. Like mace fit can go into an existing facility and be utilized. Frank is ready and supportive with all the programming and all the workouts and tried and tested and true. And the same thing as Mom's Gone Clubbing. Don took Coach Laura down in Florida and said, listen, here's how you do this. Now you do it and show somebody else how to do it. And in that test run, we came up with the basics and to start out with club work. And now Mom's Gone Clubbing can be a full integrated program into somebody's facility and they can get out there and start having fun with it.
Right on. So is that part of Mace Fit or it's separated?
It's coming out of Vintage Strength Training.
But oh, okay. Again,
We do work and cross, complement one another.
Okay.
Because here's the distinction. Mace Fit is entirely and licensed, affiliated. It's the certification. It's got the programming. It's ready to go. When we want to get a facility and have their trainers and their staff, and we want to get a full 2-day comprehensive training session in with them, we can do the Vintage Strength Training. For them to then go with an ongoing program that's ready done, Mace Fit is the component. But then again, like this, we can put Mom's Gone Clubbing on their schedule too, and that could be the attraction to another segment of their clientele or their membership. So right, we're going to be coming again further and more, another one is, you know, the frozen shoulder, or another one is sports related training protocol that we can affect the difference in, say, pitchers and catchers, or say lacrosse players, or anything in the sports world, because this type of training is totally for that.
Right on. Okay, so we're running out of time. I just want to just give you a shout out for that, because there's really no programs out there for, like, I mean, when I hear you, it sounds like rehab. It sounds like Mace Rehab, Club Rehab. I would love to see something like that out there. I would love to attend something like that. And there's not a lot out there, so Frozen Shoulder, give you a high five.
Definitely.
Right on. Okay. So I guess, is there any last minute things that you guys want to, like, talk about?
Frank, we got some events coming up. Give it to him.
Yeah, I had some events I'd love to talk about, but I also want to run down a list of observations I've made with training women here.
Right on. Go for it.
So this is the women I've trained here at the Cave. They're all professionals. They're all masters, age group. Okay. One also beside my wife has serious neck and spinal issues where she can't do heavy barbell work. But you can do Mace Fit, okay, just fine. Right. But some of the things I've noticed from observing these gals here, some of the benefits, I'll just read them off and you can jump in anywhere you want. I'd like to hit the events at the end if you don't mind. Well, first of all, of course, strength. We're a strength-based system. Bone density, improving the bone density. Stress relief.
Mm.
Now, these are professional gals in very high-level careers. Anger management. That's big, okay?
Right.
To sling some steel when they get out of work, that's like, you know, yeah. Focus. Fierceness. That's the element of fierceness that develops in them while they're doing this. Sense of well-being. Gracefulness. A sense of beauty. Midline stabilization. Fall prevention. Self-care. And mindfulness. So those are all things I've noticed over the last few years of training the gals here.
That's
so
awesome.
Those are all beneficial. All beneficial. But the you awesome. Asked what's coming up event-wise. March 9th and 10th in Castleberry, Florida is our next live Mace Fit certification at Battle Cry Fitness. And everything you need to know is at macefit.com on that. April 27th and 28th is Mace Fest. And that is going to be, a collaboration of numerous different Mace and club training styles. It'd be 2 days of learning, feasting, and fun. We're going to be bringing in Jamaican food on one day, nice barbecue the next day. We're going to do a flash mob on the beach. It's going to be pretty epic event. So those are both like I said, everything's on the website, macefit.com. And we'd love to have more and more people come down and enjoy the benefits and the fun and the camaraderie of all just hanging out together and swinging Mason and Club.
That's so awesome. Now, do you guys have any, like, vendors that you'd want to mention? Who's going to be there? Can you guys give like details on that, or is that a secret?
Well, we don't have any vendors that'll be in here. We may have some locals that like do. I have one person that is a certified athletic trainer, and I'm thinking of having him come in here just to help people out that maybe having any kind of issues that they brought with them, and he sets up his table and works on them while he's here. So I'll have him here, and also I heard that not a vendor, but Donnie Giaffardino, I heard he's going to be manning the barbecue grill later at night. right so that should be wild. But we're not really going with any vendors. Just folks hanging out and swinging Mason clubs and going to the beach and eating and having fun.
So. Right on. So that's going to be an actual fest. That's awesome. I love it. Right on. All right, guys. Well, thank you for being on another podcast. This is always a worry. I appreciate it. I mean, I love that you guys are always reaching out. And I hope that, you know, Mace Fit continues to grow, the vintage strength games, your mom's gone clubbing, or I don't know if I said that right, but yeah. I'm really looking forward for all the rehab stuff, because that's something that, you know, interests me. I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of people out there wondering, how do you use the Mace for rehab? So, I wish you guys the best, and thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. May the universe always flow with you.
All right. Thank you very much.